Here we go. You're just gonna listen to the song. Let me just listen to the song
like
again.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Oh, I did it early. It's crazy that it works now. And you can actually like hear it with it. Because before I was like, man, I'm not hearing anything. This should not be like this. You should be able to monitor what's playing through here. So now this is set for real professional recording. Before I was just kind of messing with it.
Yeah. If only we had real professionals on this podcast, huh?
I know. Well, every time David's on, I'm like, uh-oh. The way I'm doing something is going to be like, oh, why are you doing it that way? And then I don't know. Then you know that if I did an emoji, it'd be the face that has the teeth going out like gritting, like, oh, am I doing it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, it works.
Yes.
Yes. Be like, oh, well, there's a much more efficient way. I'm sure there is. I'm just not doing that.
Yep.
I'm not doing that way.
I haven't learned it. Don't have the capacity. Not going to do it.
But I would, but I do love hearing about the better ways, but I feel like almost on trial sometimes.
The application of it is where you.
Yeah. Like if they're like, oh, that way is cool. And then they're like, oh, so we could just do this. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to, I don't know if I'm ready to actually like do the thing, but that's cool that it exists. Oh, you want me to play to a click when I'm tracking my bass part?
You don't do that?
No, I do that.
Oh, okay.
I do that. We, our first drummer, and like he started the band with me in 98. He had a little trouble with click at the time. He could do it now.
Yeah.
But our stuff was all like live. We all played at the same time with him, or retracking parts. You had to play to his drum part. And it did have some ebb and flow. Even flow, like Pearl Jam. But it moves a little bit and it speeds up a little and changes. And now everything is like locked into a click. But then the trick now is to not make it sound robotic. So you want it like with the drums, like hitting the snare. It's not every hit's exact. You get like these like hitting in the groove of being within the click.
Yeah.
So, but if you don't have people track to a click and then you try to put drums over that, that's insane. Mm-hmm. You got to start with the drums and then you layer the other stuff in there.
Yeah.
So, and we got a jet going overhead. You might be able to hear it. People are flying somewhere today. Dolly is yawning. She's had a rough morning.
No, I'm coming down off of those two donuts that we slammed.
Oh, you already had the second?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're gone.
I only had the one.
Yeah.
Did you eat three? No, I only bought three. I only bought three total.
No,
I was like,
too.
I was gonna get a crispy bar, then they didn't have them, and that's the thing. That's a old fashioned donut,
mm-hmm.
But
it's a long boy.
It's a long boy, and it's a little more in there. It's like old fashioned. It's so good.
I don't like the way those look.
I love. It looks like a log, a loaf, if you will. It's not a turd.
But
it's not turd
shaped. The way it's pinched at the top.
It's not pinched.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it is.
It's not pinched like a turd would be pinched.
No, not like that.
They make it so there's little edges to the top. Yeah, little
lips. Would you say?
No, it's more like a little mountain range with a little valley in the middle. It's cool, but it's like it's more of a hill, a little dip. It makes them kind of fun. If it was flat on top, it's not as cool to me. Actually, that's the thing I love the most about them is the shape and the taste.
Yeah,
the
taste,
because you're getting less fried thing like you would on an old fashioned,
mm-hmm.
but you're getting more of just the delicious donut taste with the fry on the outside.
I don't like them. I don't like the cakiness of them.
Mm.
I don't like
them. Oh, see. Yeah, that's why I love them. But so that's why we're like the opposite on some things.
They're good. Like if I had a nice hot coffee, mm-hmm. that would be a great deal because you can dunk it. They're dunkable.
They are. And it softens them up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I realize the one thing that's still getting me is that I'm 99% better on my teeth, except the chewing some things. But the two back teeth, like I bit into that donut and the extreme sugar hitting those back teeth hurts.
Yeah.
Or like cold. I'm mm-hmm. like swishing water around my mouth or brushing my teeth and I get cold water and it's like, it's just this pain. So the back is still super sensitive. So I need the bigger donuts that don't have as much like crunch probably mm-hmm. or sugar.
Yeah.
But donuts are great. They say a donut a day keeps the yawning away.
I'm so hungry.
Are you?
Yeah. I had bacon and eggs this morning. And then those two donuts.
Oh, I've had about a similar amount actually of food today.
I think my metabolism is
kicking up. Yeah. Cause normally you wouldn't have that. Oh, that's cause you just had a birthday. That's why. And so now your body's like, okay, it's 32. It's time to start eating.
Yeah. Let's show up to work now.
Or 30. It's 30. It's time to start eating.
Yeah. No, I've been eating breakfast. I've been eating breakfast, which normally I don't. I just haven't done before.
And that will make you hungrier later because you've you started your system probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And I still go back and forth on whether I eat dinner. Like sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, depending on how late it is.
But it's like at 6 or 7, you're like, I'm not hungry. I don't feel like it.
Yeah. Or it's too late or something.
Like 8 or 9.
Cause I know if I want to go to sleep at 9, I'm not going to eat at 7.
The fact that you're going to sleep at 9 is impressive.
I mean, I'm not, I'm staying in bed till 10:30 and then falling
12. So 3 hours on my phone, the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to fall. Like some people, a lot of people, I won't say some, a lot of people have trouble falling asleep. So they use like the Calm app or these different rain water sounds or white noise. So is yours that you need to start going to bed earlier so you actually fall asleep by 10:30? Because you couldn't just crawl into bed at 10 and be asleep by 10:15.
I could, but I know that I look at my phone for at least 45 minutes.
So what if you I'm not trying to change your style because I think what you're doing is great.
Ooh. Sorry.
That's the sound of her tightening the microphone stand down and it reverberated through everything. I kind of want to leave it because it's like people would be like, especially with people with like earbuds are going to be like their whole brain shakes.
Sure.
Maybe I'll cut it out. Let's say instead of like, let's say someone doesn't crawl into bed at 9, but they're like sitting on the couch. They look at their phone for 45 minutes, 10:15. They're like, okay, set the phone down. And then they go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But how long would it take you to fall asleep without looking at your phone?
Like 20 minutes.
That's pretty good. So you're still like thinking about life a little bit, winding down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have a lot of trouble thinking about nothing. Like in yoga classes, the teacher would be like, okay, now free your mind of all thoughts or like concentrate on nothing for the next few minutes.
Yeah.
And then they sit in silence and you're like, I have to do this later. I have to do this. I was like, stop it. Stop it. I'd be like, and at this moment I'm breathing. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. And it was near impossible. I was always thinking of other stuff. And now I think about nothing all the time. Which sounds terrible.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of nothing all day long. It's great. Yeah. I'm trying not to like think out. I'm trying not to worry too much, but I think I still am I can't stop myself from being active minded, but trying to have moments of like when I'm going to sleep, be like, tomorrow will take care of tomorrow. And I'm on Craigslist at 11:30.
Yeah.
Looking at my phone, being like, what's cool in the guitar section or the video section or used cars? I don't need a used car.
Right.
But I'm like, what's some cool old vintage class? I type in classic or vintage and like just go down a rabbit hole.
I get kicked into that too. I'll like look up cars by year or like I could use a sound bar, but I'm not like that press to buy one like for my TV.
Oh yeah, so you're just looking at options online.
Yeah, like if there's something that comes up that's fairly cheap that you know will do the job for great.
Then when you start to look at reviews on these products, it's a whole nother thing because you're like, oh, 5-star reviews, and then you click the 1-star review, and they're like, didn't even work, and it was buzzing, and I'm like, oh,
yeah. And then you end up spending $700 on the soundbar that you weren't even actively looking for. Yeah,
I found the less time I spend online just looking without a purpose of doing something, the less money I'm spending. Because there's always something. The less time I spend randomly just surfing the internet, the less money I'm spending.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'm going to find something. Like the other day I got an ad for the Pooter, which is this fart machine that you can hold in your hand. Did I buy one? Yes.
You did?
It's on the way.
Eric.
It's $15.
Yeah.
But imagine, so you hold it in your hand. It's the same one the guys on Humor Bagel use that are like in public just making the farting sounds and people think it's in their pocket and people think they're really farting or on an escalator going down and then you get the reaction of people's faces behind them.
Mm-hmm.
But I so wanted to pull it out during a work meeting. Not pull it out, just have it there. And then it's a silent moment where people are reflecting. And Eric. Then it's a little, I'm not going to do this. Yeah. But imagine... Just like dead silence. And it's like, and then just like I want to see how many people would laugh in a serious moment. And that's just like a social experiment.
Distracting.
It is, but I'm not going to do it. But I do want to use it in some public spaces just to see how it goes. Or I might use it in short films just as a fun, because you can, you have control. Mm-hmm. You just put it in your hand, you put it behind your back, or someone's sitting and you do it behind their chair as a joke.
Yeah.
It's like the apps for your phone. It's really stupid, but it's something that I was just like, well, $15 bucks, $5 shipping. I have enough money to buy this.
Yeah, if it brings you joy.
And it does. And I'm going to surprise my niece and nephew who love farts.
Perfect.
And I'm going to be like sitting there and then they're going to think I'm really doing it. And I'm not going to tell them that I bought it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like that application.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
And then just around people that don't think farts are funny. That's also good. I remember years ago, a coworker of ours, I put my phone, it was on a fart app, and I opened the door of the bathroom and I knew they were in there and I just pushed one of the buttons. And so they just see this door pop open, they look over and then they hear a fart sound and then I just left.
Yeah.
And I've got a lot of joy out of that. I'm enjoying that moment now in my mind, and they were not into it at all.
One time, I don't know if you remember this, we had a demo come in for something from one of our providers, mm-hmm. and we had to help, or like, not that we had to, we asked if we could help move all the equipment back downstairs or to their car or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you bent down to pick up a box, and as you were coming up, I made a fart sound.
I remember that. You did it.
With my mouth,
and it just cracked me up.
Yeah, you and I were laughing, but the rep was not. And I was like, okay, I'm never going to do that again.
Oh, man. But I didn't even notice they weren't laughing. I'm just like, that was funny. And was it involving lighting maybe of some kind? Okay.
You remember that one?
I don't remember their reaction because I was just focused on laughing after that. And I thought, I was like, oh, great. Right when I bend over to pick up the box, this is going to happen. And so those are the moments, like, I think, and if you do the little... they have another one. They have a few of them, but the one's called the zitter, ZITTOR. But this is the pooter. But if you do that enough, if you really had a problem in public, people are going to think you're using a machine. So this is really setting myself up to, if I ever had problems in the future, to not get caught. Because then they're like, this guy, every time he bends over to pick something up, there's a fart sound coming out. And so it's obviously the machine. And then if the real one happened, no one's going to know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that football player that takes their time to get up slowly after every hit, and you never know how bad you hit them. And there's a couple of famous football players that are like that. They just slowly, slowly get up. And so even if they got hit hard or slow, they were the same. And it was like an intimidation strategy. So this is kind of the same, but very different.
Yeah.
So I'll let you try it out sometime when there's a lighting demo of some kind.
Great.
I might just start having it around just for fun and seeing in select groups and seeing how it does. Mm-hmm. But it's just so easy to carry with you, and it will never run out of batteries. If I ever start that YouTube channel of fart sounds, I just use that instead of my mouth. So it's good stuff. But yeah, what's the last purchase you did that was probably just like, I didn't need that, but you're like, you know what? I'll get it.
Most things I buy.
Pretty much everything I purchased
I've ever owned.
Sitting behind me.
Behind me on tables.
But you have a very curated selection of art pieces and things that fit a vibe.
Oh, thanks.
So it's not that you've like just randomly found something online, but you're selective on your mirror. You're still looking at stuff for over here, you know, mm-hmm. things like that. So, something like stupid or small, you're like, sure, I have the money. I'll buy this little figurine or whatever. I saw a figurine up there. I just went to that word because there's these like people up there on the shelf.
It's a salt and pepper Sam and Diane from Cheers.
Okay. And it's right by a box set of Cheers. That makes a lot of sense. So I'll buy this little figurine of them from Cheers. Something like that. Yeah.
I don't know, honestly.
You only buy stuff.
Wasteful?
I think you don't like to fill up your space with a lot of stuff. So you probably don't have a lot of those little knickknack kind of things.
No, I just buy... I indulge myself when like it'd probably be smart to not do that and just save money. Mm. But I love spending into me.
So like that $6,000 espresso machine.
Espresso, yeah.
Yeah. You're still thinking about it.
Every day.
Like, this is why it's tough when you wake up and you don't see it sitting there and you're like, I need to get that.
I'd like to get that. Not that I need it, but I'd like it.
Yeah. But I mean, in the what's $6,000 in the big picture of things? It's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, but you know.
No, I don't.
What's happening?
What?
There. No, I'll tell you afterwards.
Is it something that requires attention now?
No.
Okay. Later.
Yeah.
Okay. You can bleep their names. I'll bleep their names. Just say it real quick.
No, I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, but make sure, because we've talked about that before in the podcast. We're like, I'll tell you after. I know you do. But I think sometimes we've forgotten on certain things. And then I'm listening back editing and I'm like.
No, you've forgotten that I've told you. I've for sure told you.
No, I know. But there's a couple times that we didn't actually get to whatever we were going to talk about because we went on to a bunch of other stuff. Oh. Just naturally. It's not like you.
Like topics of the
podcast. It's not something or just something you're like, we'll talk offline. And there's one, I was like, oh, dang it. We forgot to talk offline because we got busy on other stuff. Sure. So it wasn't intentional, but yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying that. So, okay. Well, it's insane.
You keep buying my phone.
Let's see. Can I see that real quick? What's your code? 1111?
No. It's
don't tell me.
Just look at who those messages are from.
Unreal. Wait a minute.
No, I'll tell you afterwards. It's not worth it. I'll tell you afterwards.
It said Jesus on there, right?
Yeah.
He's writing you on your birthday.
The clown texts me.
The Jesus is. Jesus probably invented. He said, "If you know, if you think that Jesus created the universe, he could be a clown." He could be anything he wants to.
Yeah. I don't find that offensive.
No, it's not offensive. I think Jesus would have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I think God laughs at stuff.
What's up, clowns? What if every time he like walked into, this is where it gets weird for me. We're like, where's the line of blasphemy? Mm-hmm. Where is that line? Cause like, I want to make a Kool-Aid joke, Jesus joke right now.
You can.
Right. But is that.
It's not blasphemous.
Okay.
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. My cousin thinks that Talladega Nights, the scene where they're like, dear 8-ounce, 6-pound baby Jesus, taught praying to my Jesus is wearing a combat suit or whatever he said. I don't even know what he said. Yeah, yeah. But I'm like, I thought it was so funny. And the pastor at our church would pray to dear 6-pound, 8-ounce baby Jesus. Whereas we gather here today, he would do that when that movie was out and he was kind of like stand up comedian. I thought it was hilarious. And then my cousin was appalled and she's like, I turned the movie off that instant. And so anytime I'm like, I brought Talladega Nights, we can watch it. And she's like, ha ha. But it will not get past that. So you're not going to offend me. And if you offend someone, I think people always offend someone.
Yeah,
so.
I think it's not that it's blasphemous. It can be taken as disrespectful.
Okay.
And that's never what I'm trying to do.
You've disclaimed it.
Why can't I call him a clown?
You can.
You don't think he was funny? He was probably
hilarious.
Funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Humor is the way to people's souls and hearts. So obviously he was a stand-up comedian. So
like, do you think he giggled when they washed his feet?
Because it tickled?
Touching his toes.
It tickled? Dude's probably had
he probably giggled so hard.
He's probably super ticklish.
Yeah.
And he had a funny bone, I bet, too, just like everyone else. You hit your arm and you start laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine let's say, okay, 12 disciples plus thousands and thousands plus of people that follow mom. You. Plus his mom.
Dude,
plus his dad.
He rolled so deep. 12 guys and his mom.
And his parents. And he also had a lot of followers. Now, imagine a super serious stoic person who's like doesn't have fun in life. Are they going to have that many followers and people that love hanging out with them?
Yeah, because look at cult leaders today or even people that are like so far.
But that was an
bizarre.
Those are anger driven, like rhetorics. They're angry. They're, you know, these things are they're like it's not like a happy experience.
No,
but
even
it's out
think
of
like the sex cults of like think of all the. I mean, it's a trope now, but like 70s sex cults.
There's a bunch of those.
Yeah. Of like this person coming in being super charismatic or like they just draw people in.
And there may be a brooding, dark dark spirit, or not spirit, but dark person, like kind of like serious, like head down, like, yeah, like, oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Well, I guess it depends on what people are into, but I just don't see like someone who's preaching like good things or saying positive things and love to be someone who's super serious and just like, you shall not do this, you, yeah, shall do this. Seems like more there'll be some clowning and jokes going around.
Yeah,
maybe some fart jokes, I don't know.
Who knows?
You never know. If they had the pooter back then, maybe could have used it.
Yeah. Well, they had sandals. They just clacked all the time.
So they're always making those sounds as they, yeah, walk. Just... yeah. And imagine, so the big thing running in churches that freaks people out that didn't go to
minor songs churches, and minors.
Songs in minor keys. They really hate them.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Communion, when they have to wash feet. You're like, oh, washing, yeah, someone's feet, and like they're gonna do what to my feet?
So,
and
I was gross.
Like, it does feel refreshing to get water on your feet, but I can do it. But of course, I always had my brother. Imagine being an only child and having to find some random kid to wash your feet. It was my brother and I would do it. I was like, that's fine, just put water over their feet, dry their feet. And it does feel good to have someone wash your feet. But imagine being back in that time in the dirt and you're walking for miles.
And like animal poop.
All kinds of stuff.
Hey, were there sewers? No.
Yeah, it's the side of the road.
Yeah.
Or the middle of the road.
Or the middle of the road.
Yeah. And I imagine being third world, like you'd see in third world countries here, there's times where there's just like the accident or something happens on the road and there's just blankets over things in the road and things, yeah, like that. Dead animals, whatever, sure, else. Like it was in Haiti when I was there. Just like you see like blankets over parts of the road or like a dead cow that was bloated in the road. And I took video and I was like walking about 20 feet from it. I got to about 12 to 15.
That stank.
And the stank was hitting me. And then I felt like the flies would probably start to come to me soon. And I was like, I can't get any closer. And, mm-hmm, this thing is like huge.
Yeah.
About to burst kind of thing. So not to paint a picture in people's minds, but just to say, when you washed your feet back then, when you went to someone's house, it was so their house didn't get destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And your feet were probably nasty.
Yeah.
And just caked in dirt or poop, yeah, or whatever else.
And so I've done this. I've washed someone's feet and they've washed mine.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you, I can't remember if I ever washed my hands after that, like immediately after the thing today. Oh. I would never touch someone's feet. Well, unless they're like family members.
It's not touching, it's
washing.
Well, it depends on how you did it. We scooped water and dumped it over. We didn't actually grab their feet. Did you grab their feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't grab the feet.
Yeah, we did the feet.
What grabbing. About the towel? Do you put a towel down, they put their feet in, and you dry
no,
it off?
No, it was like, yeah. No, the towel was on the ground.
Yeah, they put their feet over.
Mm-hmm. And then you would just take like the ends of the towel to wrap and like...
And then you just massage their feet for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know. Just,
and then you do the chop yeah, on it. Yeah. Yeah.
You have that weird tool where they like roll their feet on it, you know?
Yeah, just make them feel really, really good. I, yeah, mean, I did the drying of the feet after, but that was it. But it would freak... Now you're like, what's the point? Well, yeah, now... Well, I would... It's not that I wouldn't do it if someone's like, oh, we're doing this. Like, okay, but I don't want to... Not with someone I don't know. And then I don't think the feet are as gross as it would have been then. So,
mm-hmm,
so I would just say like, you're looking at your phone again. So I'm going to need you to tell me what you just got.
Jake just sent me a DM on Instagram. It says, oh my gosh, but I don't remember what I sent him.
Oh, did you say it was your birthday?
No.
Okay.
Why would, no, I don't
tell
people
it's anyone. My birthday. Well, yeah. I know. That's how I was just like, oh my word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Insane. But yeah, so washing feet, Jesus clowned around. He had fun.
Yeah.
Jesus rolls deep, though. He's got a lot of people on his side. That was the, yeah, point of it all. Yeah. And so for someone that charismatic, I personally think he had to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Had to.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would love to read the Gnostic Gospels someday and all the stories that didn't make the cut for that group of people that decided.
Yeah.
Because you get all these other stories that you probably have never heard. Which would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Let's do read one on a podcast. We go through the whole thing.
Okay. I'll read all the girl parts. You read all the
man parts.
I'm quiet throughout the whole thing.
The girl parts, the man parts. Oh, because it's all read by men. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because the
so
Bible's
are we
all about
are
guys.
We transitioning and talking about patriarchal and
cultural
differences of patriarchal, and then I wanted to say. Matriarchal is the right word, right? Matriarchal, patriarchal?
I don't know. Actually.
I think it is. It's not mama.
I've never even heard that word used.
Patriarchal?
Matriarchal.
Matriarchal is like...
Oh, the matriarch. Yes, yeah. I have heard that. But not in that...
Not in that context.
In that form.
So let's equate it to superhero movies, because that's what everyone loves.
Okay.
Like, there's a Wonder Woman, and yeah, that
we have the one.
And then the Dur.
We have the one thing.
The yeah. one, then the Dur, and then the Woe, and then the Man.
Oh, okay.
Wonder Woman. I thought you were just breaking her name down.
No.
Okay, what were you talking about?
As in how many women superheroes there are.
Oh, yeah, so you're making another joke. I yeah, love it. Yeah. There's more than one.
This is perfect.
There's Miss America. That's Brie Larson.
Captain America.
Well, there's not Captain America, because that's a dude.
Oh, she misses...
It's Miss... No, it's not Miss America. You're right. Is it Captain America? What's he called?
No. It's... Captain America is... Homeboy.
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Yeah.
And...
She's Marvel.
Miss Marvel.
No, it's...
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Thank you. There's a captain in each name. I'm glad they didn't say Miss, because that just like makes it sound...
Miss Captain Marvel.
Miss America is a whole other pageant where women do have the most involvement versus guys being in there. Yeah.
Because only women... Because the women are objectified by their bodies. And...
Yeah. Yeah, but they're also getting to be celebrated, I guess. It depends on how you glance at it. Like, the thing I learned when I filmed Burlesque for a few years, which was for I don't know if we haven't never talked about it on here, but what's that college in Seattle?
SPU.
No. And wait, Seattle, don't swing your...
Seattle.
You're swinging your mic University. Past your face. It's not going to sound good.
Art Institute of Seattle.
Cornish.
Cornish.
Thank you.
Yep.
Cornish has a program where my friend's wife was the teacher for the burlesque classes. She was a professional. Okay. And so she had all the students do this, and they chose their characters, what they did, and their like show, what they were going to do on stage.
Okay.
And so they treated it as an empowerment tool instead of, that's what the documentary was supposed to be about, which it was a zero pay documentary. And I was just like, sure, let's film some stuff. And I got a couple $100. So it was like just covering costs, but I still want to put it together, but it's showing the positive body image they had from it. Mm-hmm. And the outcomes of like, this is, someone's like, isn't that just stripping? You know, someone outside of that circle would say that.
Yeah.
And for them, they're like, we're in full control about what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're choosing what we do on stage, and it's me being in control. It's a position of power. It's not objectified like the Miss Americas or the other pageants and stuff. And I filmed some pageants too for like Miss Washington and those things in the past few years. And they always have like a, that's so different than burlesque, obviously, but they have like something that they're, a cause they're supporting, and usually it's related to some family thing. Like one lady, it was like her dad died of Alzheimer's, and so she was trying to fight, I'm fighting this. And I was like, well, I love the great, I was like, well, my dad has Alzheimer's too, or dementia, I love that one. But I was like, but how are you fighting it? Just awareness. It's bringing awareness too, but I'm wondering how the causes are actually being fought.
Yeah, well, I wonder if they have like, well, fundraisers, one that's contributing to them being involved in these pageants, and also the potential of the prize money that they could earn
going towards that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet that has to be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This one, the Miss Washington, is so different than the objectifying. I think like the oldest contestant was like 65.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, or 62. And I was like, you're 62. I thought she might've been like 50.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, all this whole industry is like ageless looking. They'd like take care of themselves to like look their best. And I was like,
a full-time job.
Yeah. So like down to, and they had full families, and like her four kids are on stage with her. So it was really like not about showing off just body, but it was like this doing their walk and doing their thing.
Yeah.
And it went from like the 20s up to the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, it seems like you're not taking where people have these pageants for kids to like make them all dressed as adults and all these things, you know, like it's actually like, it seems more inclusive and family-like than like a pageant for showing people off. I think.
Yeah. This is a perfect segue.
Mm.
Cause it just popped in my head. Not that it was planned. JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh,
I want to,
it's a sad story.
It is. I want to learn more about it. because I was so young when it happened.
Mm-hmm. And for those that don't know, it was a pageant girl, little girl that was killed.
She was like six or seven.
Killed, right? And no one really knew what happened.
Yeah, so she was... So first, this is what I know, loosely, was that at first her parents, they were all at home, her and her family. At some point, they can't find her anymore. They find like a kid, like a kidnapping note, whatever. What is that called? A
ransom note. Ransom note, yeah. Or kidnapping note works. Yeah.
Kidnapping notes.
Yeah.
And
all bad.
And then they end up finding her body, and she's passed. She's passed.
Like, where though? Was it in the house? It was in the house, right, or something?
Do they end up finding her or not?
I have a phone there that's on. Just see if she was ever found. Because I think if they did, but then didn't they kind of blame the parents?
Well, it didn't add up. For the evidence that was left behind, like the note, for example, it made it seem that she was kidnapped and then murdered and then returned to some extent. Like that.
That's insane. And I remember seeing her picture on stuff, yeah.
But then none of the clues added up. It was like, oh, well, everyone was in the house. Who wouldn't have noticed
How would she have just disappeared when everyone's home?
Yeah.
Well, and that's why it seemed like the parents were involved. And you hear a parent, like, that some people really, like, losing their minds and going off the rails as adults.
So she was a beauty queen who was killed at the age of six in her family's home in Boulder, Colorado.
In her home.
A long handwritten ransom note was found in the home. Her father, John, found the girl's body in the basement of their house about 7 hours after she had been reported missing. She had sustained
sustained injuries.
It talks about what the official cause of death was. Her death was ruled a homicide.
Which sounds right. Yeah.
The crime is still considered a cold case and remains an open investigation with the Boulder Police Department.
So the parents were not considered suspects because they were home doing something else and they had alibis.
Yeah. So, like, it says that at first the police suspected the mom had written the note
I remember something about the mom.
And that her body had been staged by her parents in order to cover up the murder.
Well, imagine if you will with me, and there's nothing funny about what we're saying right now, making a joke at all, but the people, like, so just clarifying that, not that a split personality would be hilarious, but imagine those people with schizophrenia or they have like dual things going on and one doesn't know what the other did.
Oh yeah.
And so like maybe the mom had a moment where she was like her other person, freaked out, did something, got angry, and then like, what happened to our daughter? And then the dad sees it. And then, you know, then they try to cover up. Who knows? It was really, really sad, though. Those things are crazy.
But I want to, because I know there's a lot of, this is such a ass backwards. I can't believe this is reality. Mm-hmm. There is so many, like, documentaries and, like, interviews, reports about this case.
Yeah.
That I just want to learn more because I really don't know it.
Well, yeah, watching a documentary or two. Because cold cases, they don't really, they're like, they show all the potentials that could have happened, and then they leave you not giving the answer.
Yeah.
Unsolved mysteries, yeah.
But, so, Ryan Murphy, we love Ryan Murphy. He's created, like, American Horror Story, American Horror Stories.
Mm. I think when you say we, I mean you, because I don't really love any of those.
Hey.
You said we. Yeah, we love, right?
We love, the universal we.
Yeah, everyone loves, except if you don't like scary movies, you may not then be your fan.
Opt out.
I've opted out.
But he, another, so the past couple of years, I've been like, the Menendez brothers case hasn't, like, it blew up in the 90s or whatever when it happened, but then it's kind of trickled down. And Ryan Murphy is going to do a show about the Menendez brothers. And I was like, friggin' finally, dude.
It's going to be like, and I don't even know their story.
Ooh, okay, get ready.
Okay.
Brothers. Okay. I think they're twins. Brothers that kill their parents. And then act as if nothing happens. Like, they report it.
Like, missing?
They call the police and are like, someone's shot our parents, all this stuff. Meanwhile, they're the ones that did it, dude.
Oh, wow.
Insane. Yeah. And they go to, like, a basketball game that night. It's crazy.
And do they get caught?
Yeah, there's a whole trial. There's a whole thing.
And obviously, it's obvious they did it.
It was them.
So actually, him doing that would be done really well. Because he's done great. He has done great work from what I've seen.
His work is great.
But yeah. I just don't like the content.
Yeah. He did the Jeffrey Dahmer
show. And I saw parts of that and I didn't know what I was watching.
Really good. Yeah.
I saw parts where he was like just an awkward kid talking, screaming at his grandma in the living room or different stuff. Mm-hmm. Where he went to the fair and was... freestyling himself in front of a game of some kind, and people saw him drop his pants or whatever, and then they're like, he got arrested and a few things.
Wow, really?
I saw just a couple scenes, and I was like cooking in the kitchen, and I was like, oh, what is this? And then I saw everyone talking about the show, and I was like, then hearing that there's scenes that are really graphic about what he does, I'm like, yeah, there's no way.
It's crazy.
No way I'm gonna watch. And his dad's like so like, Jeff, what do you do? Like, and his dad's just like heartbroken. I was like, so I saw moments where it's like humanized for the dad, but I am also like, it seems like it's celebrating this dude in a way.
It was, I don't think that it was celebrating. It just wasn't
condemning. And that's the thing. I'm just like, I don't know if we need to retell someone that did something terrible to a bunch of people. Like, that's the thing. That's my personal, like, thought. And that's why I'm like, it's not for me. Someone else would be like, oh, I'm really intrigued by this. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm like, yeah, I don't need to see it, probably.
I think why I'm drawn... I mean, I like Ryan Murphy's work. The Jeffrey Dahmer stuff is based in reality. Like, although... Yeah. He did take creative
license.
Yeah. To embellish things, you know, for the sake of entertainment. Mm-hmm. His other shows that borrow from historical or
events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think are really well done.
Yeah. I'm not to say that that show wasn't well done.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's like all those are like a little too much for my sheltered mind to like, I would be up at night thinking about, I remember watching Taken at like,
I haven't seen it,
10 PM.
Yeah.
And they have three of them, but the premise is his daughter gets taken by these like Russian mobsters when she's on vacation in Europe.
A particular set of skills.
And he's like a CIA, not CIA agent, but a government agent. He's like a killing machine. Mm-hmm. So a sniper or whatever else, but he's like really good with his hands, everything. So he's great with his hands.
Yeah.
So he goes over there
great with his hands.
And just destroys their entire mob and gets his daughter.
Yeah.
And that's the first movie, but it is so intense. And you see the sex trafficking world and stuff. And that I was like, I watched it at the end of the night trying to go to sleep and I couldn't go to sleep for an hour or two. I was like, my heart was like racing and I was like, up, and other people be like, oh, I'll go to sleep right off the bat. So I think I'm just more sensitive to things that are super intense and I need a little wind down time.
Yeah.
So those are, but Ryan Murphy is the director, the creator of those shows. Yeah. We got here talking about patriarchs and matriarchs.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman, which we didn't even get to the story of Wonder Woman. We skipped right by the island that she came from, the like woman nation,
the Amazonians.
Women nation, Amazon women, who are all like amazing warriors and stuff. They are, and I need to, I'll finish this thought before I jump to my next one. It just hit my brain. But they're like all, there's no men there at all. So when the pilot flies in that movie and lands, it's like this big deal. There's a man on the premise of the island. And so that's like the exact opposite of what all the patriarchs were pushing for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Woman King, which I need to watch.
Yeah. I don't think I finished it.
It looked really good. And I heard really good things about it.
Yeah.
So you started it and then it had to take a break because it was too intense.
No, I think I was just ready for bed. I was tired.
Yeah. But I mean, it's on Netflix. I should probably watch that tonight to check that out. Cause I honestly I think that there needs to be more. I mean, there's a lot of women represented in film now, but I feel like it was like a supporting role for so long and there wasn't as many leads. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we should wash out male leads 100%. I don't think we need to like tip some scale to like recreate the exact opposite of what happened. But I'd like to see evenness with everyone across the board to get like more women leads, like women in music, more women drummers, sure. more women lead singers, more, you know, mm-hmm. all these things. Like, I think equal, it's boring if it's all one.
Well, with movies and TV shows, I don't care to watch an action movie that's basically like, oh, this could be a guy or a girl. Like, we can sub in whoever because it's still mm-hmm. action, because it's really still written in a male format of like, oh, mm-hmm. they're just, you know, killing people the whole time. And they're
like Salt, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. They just use people as whatever. And like,
mm-hmm.
I don't like entertainment for the masses like that.
Okay.
I like other storylines.
So you want a role that's your, like, action's not your thing as much. Maybe not really. Action movies. I love action and comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Dramas are good too. And horror is completely out. Anything thriller, yeah. thrillers. Okay. Thrillers. If there's thrillers that are like psychological,
mm-hmm.
That are like based on some true events. Those are ones that make me tear up and cry as I'm watching, but it's just cause I get it. And anything intense, my eyes will just water. So, mm-hmm. But I know what you mean. Like, that's why I liked Mr. and Mrs. Smith, because it was like they were both mercenaries living in the same house without telling the other what they did for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got like the husband and wife that are both like totally capable of destroying whoever they wanted to. And then but they still care about each other and they work for these opposite firms. And that was just like such a twist on like, because like there's still like feminine and masculine things about what they do, but they're their own characters. But it is a mm-hmm. shoot 'em up movie also.
Yeah, yeah.
But that one is a unique one.
I liked
one.
It though.
Yeah, it was good. In fact, I kind of want to watch that tonight. I'm going to skip Woman King go. And watch a movie about both. No, mm-hmm. I do want to watch that. But I just like, it'd be cool to see more representation across the board. And I just think it's kind of boring if everything's the same. So if you have a variety, it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Veritas.
Veritas?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it means? Variety?
No, but it sounds like it.
It's something else. Veritas is something
Veritas.
Else. Varicose veins. That's what it is.
Those little spideys?
Spideys, yeah. Those little like purple spideys that go down yeah. your legs or arms if you have, I don't know, they come from like not living as healthy. I don't know what it is. There's some reason people get varicose veins. I don't think I have any, but remember my aunt had them years ago and then I don't think she has them now, but people get them over time.
Yeah.
It's nothing wrong. I just called my aunt out on the hair for having varicose veins. This was in the 90s. She had some varicose veins. They went away. It was fine. I'm not saying which aunt it was.
Yeah.
Aunt.
I'm not going to say it.
I'll bleep all those because I just said it. Don't it's worry, so I'm not funny. Gonna say their name.
Yeah.
Aunt. So, but yeah. And I remember it was in California and this is gonna give it away if I
don't say it too much. Don't say it.
I won't. But there was always like caffeine free Pepsi around. And so I was like, oh, is it all the soda? They went with caffeine. Yeah, remember? You don't remember caffeine-free Pepsi?
No.
It was a thing. So that way, if you had kids, they could have Pepsi, but it did taste a little different. I actually don't really care for it. The lack of caffeine changes something. Yeah. And they were gold cans, goldish cans.
Ew.
But it actually tasted like Pepsi. So you're like, okay, I'm drinking a Pepsi. And then you taste like that. And then you taste a regular. Like
chemically. Whoa. Yeah.
I don't know if it was chemically, but there was something missing. And then you taste the real one and you're like, oh, that's where it's at.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the good one.
Dude, I love Pepsi.
I do too. I wish that the US would have the rules that all the rest of the world has. Like in Australia or in Europe, it's all sugar in the sodas.
Like cane sugar.
Cane sugar.
Yeah.
And Mexico.
Same.
Mexico is doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
The Jaritos Mexican soda. I said that right.
Okay.
Did I? Jaritos.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're
just saying it to Jaritos. Make me feel good.
Yeah.
Because I want to say it 100% right mm-hmm. if I can. But that's my favorite one of all time. And there's like six ingredients on the bottles.
Nice.
And I don't feel as bad about drinking one of those. But I drink any of the others or get a Coke somewhere, like, you know, Burger Master. And I'm like, oh, great. Here goes the high fructose. Yeah.
Oh, what?
The music is playing us out. The music is on the end. I have it here. Oh. So I guess that's it. The music playing us out. We'll see. I just heard the music kick up. We'll see you next week for Shooting Debris. This is episode 118. Yeah.